Now, I have given you a tape, a second tape, that I had created and made for me and for my use back in about the mid-1980s when I was first receiving inspiration and developing the idea of the harmonic chanting and intoning. And I commissioned an engineer to do the tape who had the old-style Moog synthesizer. Because only the synthesizers with tubes were capable of producing actual natural harmonics. Other things simply wouldn't do it. They'd produce tempered tones or tempered scale tones. Now, you may not realize that in the history of Western music, the clavichords and the other instruments were tempered, that as the octaves go up in Western music, they tend to go flatter and flatter. And that was developed by the ear of Western musicians so that when you hear actual true harmonics that go a true octave, which is exactly double the vibrations per second, you will tend to hear a sound that tends to sound like it's going sharper and sharper. But in fact, it's perfect music. It's going where it's supposed to be, and it's we who are out of tune, not the music. Now, on this second tape, you will have on two sides the same very complex and interesting little journey of harmonics that I put together, which is a very basic and archetypal progress of harmonics. It's described in the book, so you'll understand how the timings are and how the octaves are worked out and so on. And on the first half of the tape, I take you through the entire 24-minute attunement, which is a very powerful attunement that a group can use, where I'll take you through the visualizations with the harmonics behind, sounded and created perfectly by perfect natural harmonics, so no one needs to intone anything. On the other side of the tape, you have the same thing, but without me taking you through the visualization. And I've written out the script for the visualization for attuning the four bodies, the physical body, the etheric bodies, the astral body, and the lower mental bodies, which are all those that can be actually addressed and attuned by sound and harmonic chant. And you can use even just 1/4 of each of these, or of one of these, for only 6 minutes to do a short attunement. And this is a very powerful thing to do, especially before major events or major spiritual events. And it's an attunement that can be done with the visualizations in a meditative posture and meditative position by using just these tapes and listening to them. On the other side of the tape, side B, you have just the harmonics themselves, and you yourself can use this side, side B, which is just the pure sound, and the script that I provided at the back of this book to lead a group in group attunement and very profound harmonic meditation and attunement. Now, this kind of attunement is done for you because it's done mechanically by music, but the best attunement you can do is the daily Sahasrara attunement that we do in the Temple of the Holy Grail. At the back of the book, you will find a chart. This is the daily attunement with finger mudras that we use in Temple of the Holy Grail. We do it each morning, it just takes a minute to do, and we do it by intoning the harmonics that go with each of the chakras from the very bottom, which is the square red root chakra, up to the very top, which, and the color is not particularly good on this, but which is supposed to be a violet, but a very electric violet, seven-pointed star, each of those corresponding to a chakra. Now, after attuning to the face of the Master, Jesus, we touch just the two thumbs. We hold our hands in front of us, touching the left and right thumbs together, and we do the root chakra attunement and visualize the red square, and we do that, make that harmonic. And then we touch just the second fingers together for the generative chakra, do that visualization and that sound, and do the same for solar plexus with the third fingers, throat chakra, for the heart chakra, rather, with the ring fingers, and the throat chakra with the little fingers, and then for the ajna and the crown, all the fingers touch each other. And with these mudras and these visualizations and the sounds that we make, we're able to do a very powerful but very efficient and high-tech attunement. And we do it usually on the F sharp. That's an E. So again, this is something that you learn how to do. It's a skill once you can make these sounds, and you do what is essentially an evocative, upward moving attunement. And when you get good at this, you can do this at about this speed. And so on. So that is one simple and the simplest use of vocal harmonics for attunement and divine communion. That's done each morning to attune in preparation for the day before any other practices are done. This is a practice that's given out with the probationer materials for the Temple of the Holy Grail. We can be reached at http://hometemple, that's hometemple.org/THG for Temple of the Holy Grail .htm. And you can order many other materials and books and study materials. I would strongly encourage you, if you have not already done so, to get the probationer materials for the Temple of the Holy Grail. And if you wish, you can apply for initiation. And to get the materials for the home temple priesthood, you may want to work towards Grail priesthood itself. So this is an introduction to some of the practices and the empowerments that we do in the order and through the working of individual priesthood and theurgical operation. And you can find more by going to our website or calling 1-800-909-7069, PIN number 00.